Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. One of the great accomplishments that a person can achieve in life is becoming a Ba'al Emunah, someone who lives his life connected to Hashem at all times, hoping to Hashem when in need, accepting challenges as they come, and thanking Hashem for everything he does. If we hoped for a salvation, believing that Hashem could bring it, then we were considered very successful, whether or not the salvation came. The hope was the real success. If we accepted what Hashem did to us and thanked Him for it, we were considered successful, even if that avodah did not change things to becoming openly good as we wished for. Hearing stories of salvations helps people hope. And hearing stories of people's emunah when they weren't saved helps people accept. I was just told of a wedding that took place recently between a couple, both around the age of 50, a first-time marriage for each of them, and they couldn't be happier. A man or woman in their 40s or 50s or 60s should not stop hoping. Yeshuat Hashem is always keheref ayin. A woman emailed that a year ago, her throat became very swollen and hoarse, and she went to an ENT for an examination. The doctor found a polyp on her vocal cords the size of a large chickpea. She wanted to avoid surgery, but the doctor told her it would only get worse if she waited. She said, "Please give me a few days." But by then, she had no voice at all, just a whisper. So her husband called to schedule the surgery. And that same night, she was told about a teenager in the community who went missing. She immediately stopped what she was doing and grabbed a Tehillim. Although she couldn't get the voice out, she whispered the words as best as she could. Right in the middle of her saying Tehillim, she felt a tickle in the back of her throat, and suddenly a force propelled something right out of her mouth. It was the polyp. She was instantly able to shout for joy and thank Hashem. When she told the doctor the next day what had happened, he didn't believe her. When he saw the proof with his own eyes, he exclaimed, "God, the great physician, has done the surgery without me. In my 40 years of medicine, I have never seen anything like this. Polyps don't just pop out." Yes, Hashem can do anything. And our hope and belief in His abilities is a very precious avodah. As a side note, Baruch Hashem, that missing teen was found. At the same time, accepting Hashem's will and looking for the good in whatever happens to us is just as precious of an avodah, if not even more precious. A rabbi said, a man he knows came to him singing the praises of Hashem. He told the rabbi how Hashem supports him and his wife in a miraculous way. He had an electric bill of 750 shekalim that he couldn't afford. And that same day that he had to pay it, somebody handed him an envelope with 750 shekalim. On another occasion, he couldn't afford to buy fish for Shabbat. That day, as he was walking by the fish store, the owner saw him and invited him to come in and take a piece of fish free of charge. "Hashem is so kind to me," he told the rabbi. The rabbi then pointed out to his crowd, "This man has been married for 30 years and still has not been blessed with a child yet. So here you have a childless man who doesn't even have enough money for his basic expenses. And he's telling the rabbi how kind Hashem is. His words are so beautiful. He knows he is not owed anything in life. And he appreciates everything that Hashem does for him. Hoping, accepting, and thanking These are wondrous avodot, and each time we do any one of them, we become so elevated. Have a great day.